So before we get this party started, how about a little word from our sponsor?
I'll tell you what, if you need skip tracing, if you need a stakeout, if you need same-day service to anywhere in Churchill, Lyon, Washoe, or any county in Nevada, Reno Carson Messenger has your back, and they're going to get it there same day. Call Jono, call Stephanie, call Phil. They'll get it for you. It's 322-2424, Reno Carson Messenger Service.
Thank you, Spike. I'm still waiting on that damn record. And now, our show.
Who wants to be famous?
Reno, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the biggest little city in the world. It's the worst little podcast. Yay. I'm your host, Nick Ramirez. And with me in the studio, I have Mr. Chewbacca, Josh Martin, Dogwater Dick in the back, Mofo Jojo, because Reverie Rory couldn't make it. But that's okay, because this is the best week to be hosting, because this week we have Stabby fucking Unicorn.
Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Motherfucker.
Goddamn.
And they rip.
I'm so excited. I love you guys so much. This is so great.
This okay, is, you guys don't take up too much space in here.
Yeah, it's nice.
low capacity.
Just a little capacity.
Just a tiny bit.
Moderate capacity.
Capacitel.
Capacitel.
Oh, yeah. Do you have that one, Rick?
I totally do. But I'm on the wrong screen because I was just looking at the things being all, everybody's mics working right?
Very professional.
So, yeah, just be ready to fucking pull up anything whenever anybody says anything ever. What? Jesus Christ.
Eric Ford. Fred North would have had
it. No capacitel.
And that's our.
It's still fresh even today.
It is.
That French?
Thanks for laughing at my pain.
That's the collage of artists.
Later, after your session, I learned that some people don't like to have their stuff recorded when they do something horrible and played over and over and over again.
What is that called?
Rihanna does that on
a podcast with dozens of listeners.
Yeah. It's very unprofessional to fucking take your worst moment and keep it forever and play it over and over again.
Was that really your worst moment, Eric?
No, you've had worse moments.
That's,
as his wife,
that's awesome. Yeah.
You've had moments to make this look
nice.
Your
worst moment, that's awesome.
Yeah, wow, I wish I was at Rick's house saying Nuka Fadlabe right now.
Right. Instead of running down the street on acid, saying Nuka Fadlabe.
Just knocking on people's door.
Nuka
Fadlabe.
Get out of here, you freak.
It was some stabby unicorn.
So, yeah, we got Rhiannon,
hi.
Daisy,
hello.
And Eric from Stabby Unicorn join us this week.
Nice.
Very nice. Very nice. Let's see.
What happened to Rory?
Rory, we don't know what happened to Rory. I think he got another case of...
gonna herpes diarrhea.
One of those things. Or he might have just had a little tummy ache. We don't know.
Yeah, he's kind of a fag.
He has a sensitive stomach.
He's a sensitive guy.
He's a delicate flower.
He's a sensitive flower. But anyway, so I couldn't ask him how his weekend went. But, Rick, how did your weekend go?
It was fucking great, dude. I got hella sunburned on Saturday at Tahoe.
Fucking
it was an amazing, beautiful day.
On
it was
Saturday?
A perfect day to be at Tahoe. Yeah.
Oh, it was Tahoe Saturday, too.
Are you serious?
Oh, really?
Like, at the lake or at some bar?
We were at Kings Beach.
I didn't mean like you would be drunk at a bar. I meant like if there was a show or something.
Oh, no. Like, we were at Kings Beach coming home from my weekend. We went down to fucking... Anyway, we'll get to my weekend last.
And I was at Hidden Beach.
Hidden Beach. Were there naked people?
No, not even topless college chicks. So
no?
No, not even one, which was sad. And I took somebody there who had never been there before, and I was all, you might see some topless chick there.
Might see some naked college chicks.
Yeah, and there was none. Nope. So I felt like a really...
Any bottomless dudes?
No, not a single, not a wang anywhere.
They must all move to less.
The only dick I saw was when I peed.
You saw your own ween?
When I peed.
Do you stare at it?
I always do.
Did it give you a boner?
I'm always like, wow, this is so great.
Look at that.
Good thing I like guys. I need to stay here in the mirror and look
well,
at my
when you
junk.
Pee, does it make you feel gay when you got that big old dick in your hand?
No.
No?
No, I'm like, don't touch me, fag. I'm just kidding.
I was saying, I wish there was
I'm
a chick.
I'm only homophobic
right
to myself.
So, yeah.
Did you stay till the thunderstorms come in?
No, I was back home by then, and I tried to capture some of the lightning on recording. I've been trying to get fresh lightning sounds, and by the time I got all the stuff hooked up, it was already in Cold Springs. So it was very sad.
Yeah, we were sitting on the beach in Kings Beach when it finally came in, and then it was like it just started getting dark, and you could see lightning way out in the distance, and we would count and be like, you know, 12 miles away because you can't
just like in Poltergeist. Right, remember Poltergeist?
Right. We're doing the Poltergeist.
1,000, 2, 1,000, 3, 1,000, 4, 1,000. Oh my God, the tree's coming in the window.
Yeah.
There's no window, there's no tree.
So people are slowly packing up, and then another one hits and you count. Just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, it's getting a little closer. And they're packing up, and they're packing up, and then you see a big old lightning, and then like 1 second later, it's all boom!
Nice.
And the whole beach just ran like there was a fucking shark in the water.
So. And that's when the clown doll choked you to death.
Pussies.
It was
gnarly.
Like
you're just frightened.
Then it started hailing.
Now, the odds of getting
fucking
hit by lightning are real low, especially when you're around a bunch of trees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, in the water.
Buck
in
up.
The water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had rubber shoes.
Lightning's
so going to
hit the highest thing. And usually, if you're in the forest, it's a tree.
Take that, squirrels.
I don't think that. Is that really? I mean, I know that makes sense, logical sense, but I heard you're not supposed to do that because you'll still die, maybe. No?
Well, it goes all the way down into the ground.
That's not what the company said.
Oh, the company?
Yeah. I was recently working at a mine. There was a big lightning storm, and they were calling red alert, and most of the companies were coming down from the unit. And they pulled. My company said, no, just stay. Don't worry about it.
It's fine.
As long as you're not the highest thing there, then it's not going to hit you.
Yeah, and then they're like, how do they know how high I am? I smoke a lot of weed.
They'd fire you.
Shut up!
They would. No. A lot of weed.
Yeah. I don't even smoke weed.
Right.
Yeah.
Hell no.
That shit's for commies.
So, what'd you do this weekend?
I went to Virginia City and spent a lot of time with some brothers that I swore a sacred oath 2 years ago.
Dude!
Oh, yeah. Those guys, yeah.
Yeah. You know those brothers that you swore a sacred oath 2 years ago that you wouldn't be up with your girlfriend at Tahoe when they had their sacred initiation ceremony?
No, dude, I have to protect my waiter at all costs, and
yeah, me too.
That's where she was going to be, and I couldn't get out of it, dude. It was Rick's roommate's birthday party.
Not everybody's got it like me where they can just do what they want to and still have a happy marriage.
No, you're very lucky, man, actually. Well, I'll give you one of these.
And also, doing what I want to might be an exaggeration, but once a year I still get to go to Virginia City.
Yeah, you still oblige your brothers to show up.
Yeah, it was awesome, too. It was
any
a great
good
day.
Pukes?
Yeah, you're not.
No, we're
even
not supposed to
town.
Tell
them. They're a shitty batch of pukes.
All right, we'll just leave it
we
at that.
We can edit that part later.
Okay.
Because you can't call them pukes. I think it's
that's
hazing.
Giving too much away?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it was good. It was a great day in Virginia City.
I didn't get
much weather. I mean, I thought for a second it was just going to totally open up and downpour and hit somebody with lightning, which would have been an amazing initiation ceremony.
Yeah.
If one of those pukes would have got stabbed with some lightning.
Yeah.
I've never.
Get up, puke!
Nobody's ever told me what happens to that because you guys keep that stuff secret, but I want to believe it's really gay.
No, it's not.
I want to believe it's like, you know.
No, I mean, it's not gay if you're.
What's secret about it.
Right. See, that's why it wouldn't be secret if it wasn't something terrible.
No. Well.
And gay.
I can tell you what. Those sheep are all female.
That ain't gay.
From what I've heard. Allegedly.
Whenever I hear people talking like this, I feel like I'm going to get disappeared.
Yep. It's top secret shit. And really, even and me telling you about the sheep was probably too much. I stuck my dick in it and nothing happened.
I don't know why. That got a ding.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It was fun, though. Nice. I'm going to pee on this guy's face out of my butt. Yeah. Aces game Friday night. And,
oh, yeah. You know, they won, right?
Yeah, they did.
Nice. Go Aces.
No, they lost that one, sorry.
Fuck you.
A bunch of my old Queen Gay friends went to the baseball game as a fun thing. It was like ladies' night out.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and they're like older gay guys, like
cool.
in their 60s.
I'm sure they
70s.
Had a good time. It's a great place to go. Reno in the summertime is awesome.
They
and
had a
baseball
blast.
It was gorgeous.
But they were like, but my one contractor gay friend was all, but Jesus Christ, the hot dogs. I mean, $9 for a hot dog. He said, but it was a really big hot dog. And he was holding his hands like yeah. really far apart. He's all, it was like this. And I'm all,
I'm sure he spent thanks. $9 on less.
Right, exactly. So.
Freebasing with gays
at the baseball park.
At the baseball park.
Free baseballing with gays.
The gays love the baseball. Well, no, you stand up behind the third
base.
Free base
night.
The third base, and really loud, he's all, look at the buns on that. Like and he was totally, yeah, checking out the third baseman's.
When I was a kid, my first baseball game was at Candlestick Park in like 1981. I think there was actually people freebasing right next to me and my dad at the game.
Jesus.
They just might have been gay, too.
San Francisco yeah. freebasing cocaine. Everybody's a little bit gay in that situation. Right? Right?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay. So it's a big...
Oh, yeah.
Am I right? Big weekend for your people, Rick, right?
Oh, I heard.
Y'all get to get married for,
yeah,
for
but,
real?
I mean, didn't we all see this coming?
Who are you going to marry?
How many states were already allowing it? Like, there was...
Everyone but, like, 13. 13
were
still...
Oh, so see, it was already, like... Already two-thirds of the states had decided to change it. Like that's actually... Because it does upset me a little bit when the courts make decisions like that. And I wish that stuff would come through the proper channels, but... But if two-thirds of the states were already fucking doing it, then why not, right?
Yeah. Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Now I just need to find somebody who would marry me. Yeah. Everybody, I got a lot of texts about, oh, now you can get married. And I'm like, yeah, I need to meet a guy that doesn't hate me
just
first.
Just fuck that. Just find a dude that hates you even.
Yeah, and just be like, just marry me so I can have issues and problems like you married people.
Yeah, so I can be legally obligated to take care of you for the rest of your life.
And you can take half of my microphones when you leave me. And that's
definitely have that in the prenup. Yeah,
that's
my
mics are mine.
Isn't that what they mean by traditional marriage?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
Take
what
half
they mean
your
by
shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
If it don't work out, that's right.
So, but I did talk to my most likely marriage partner, and I was like, "You don't even like me anymore, do you?" And he was like, "No, I still like you. I just got stuff going on."
I thought it was Katie Blank.
I just like some other people better.
Oh, I would marry Katie Blank in a second. Oh my God. She's
you know, that's been legal for years.
Yeah, right. Right. I don't know. But, you know, she's still hanging out with Andy, so.
Ah, that guy.
I don't want Andy. I don't piss Andy off either.
No. Right. He's
a talented, amazing individual.
I'm sure he provides things that you just couldn't.
Yeah.
No. Well, that's what she always fucking tells me. She's like, he's fucking amazing. Like, you know.
Hey, wait.
That's a big hot dog.
Yeah.
$9, but you know.
$9.
Pretty good.
It takes more than two beers with Andy. And that's $9, right?
Well, Andy can drink about 30 beers. Yeah. I've seen it. And still be all right.
And fine. Yeah. Like, it's no big deal. And play a show.
Yep.
There's a rainbow outside right now, you guys.
Is there?
It's because God is happy that gays can get married.
Yay! Yeah. Thanks, Jesus.
You guys get everything now.
God's all, and gays can get married. And Mofo Jojo is so rad, she painted me a little picture of a rainbow.
Aww.
In honor of gays getting married.
I'm going to give Mofo one of those.
That's awesome.
Very nice.
Good job.
Aww. And you don't just get stuff like that.
And what did you do this weekend, Nick? Oh, I'll tell you. I had a great time. Let's see. Friday night, I can't even remember what I did. What do we do?
Okay, I'm a little bit high.
You know why?
Left.
Because Thursday was my Friday night. I got off work Thursday, and we moved some more stuff from Mikey's house because she's moving into my apartment.
Oh, crazy!
Which is really cool.
So does that mean you guys are like a month away from just like killing each other and breaking up?
I hope not.
Because, you know.
You can do one without the other.
Now shit's real, Nick.
They don't have to go together
like that. Now shit's real.
I think it's going to be okay. You
Nick's
know?
Lived with girls before.
Because if you guys break up, she's going to live
Mikey's
here.
Mikey's about the coolest one yet.
That's true.
So she was very upset that I was stealing her roommate.
Yeah.
Was she?
Yeah, and I told her, you're not losing a roommate, you're gaining a studio.
Ah.
So it's okay.
I'm sure she's stoked with that.
I hope so, because I love them both so much.
And we just spend all the time together anyway. We might as well live together. You know what I mean?
You guys seem to really fit. So to a crazy degree. Yeah.
So, I think everybody's happy about it.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Nick.
Except Michael Mara.
Except Michael Mara, who hates you, obviously.
That's okay. Yeah. Mike's, never strive to meet your heroes because they will disappoint
every
you.
Every time.
I love you, Mike. No matter what you think about me. Give me another one.
Oh, right. Fuck you, Nick.
I love that man.
Mofo Jojo was holding up the rainbow next to the real rainbow outside, and it totally distracted me. It would distract you, too. It was really cute.
Yeah.
I was like reaching for my phone to take a picture, and then you're all, make Mike talk again. Oh, fuck. Okay. Yeah. So, the show, right.
We went down to that Six Flags in Vallejo and fucking blast.
Oh, my God. So what did you – I always drive past it on my way to my dad's house, and I want to stop so bad, and I never do. Was it
super duper fun?
Did you have funnel cakes?
High speed roller coasters, and I didn't eat any funnel cakes.
Oh,
but there were no lines on Friday. That was the rad
fucking
part.
Seriously,
about it.
How come?
Because I guess all the parents are working still, and
we've done that before.
They take the kids
day.
On Saturday. You know
how much does it cost to get in? I don't even know.
I don't know. I think we had like 30,
$40.
Yeah. Anymore? And I think we paid like 10 extra, and we get an extra day in the future we can go back for. So
that's how they get you.
Yeah, you know.
It's not a bad deal.
Then it becomes $25 a visit, and that's not bad at all to go to like 10 awesome roller coasters and do them a bunch of times in a row. And
I probably spent more taking my family to the baseball game on Friday than you did doing that.
Yeah. Rory spent more at the movies. I know that.
Yeah.
When it's his $70 movie night, you know?
$70 movie night?
Yeah, you talked about that last week or the week before or something.
Yeah.
When you
right.
do that IMAX, it gets insane.
Yeah, it's true.
It's really expensive fast.
And the beer's there just as much as they are at the ball game, but right? just as delicious.
Better.
A couple black dudes in that shit, too. But it was super fun. Fuck you, Nick.
I'll see what that is, but that's besides the point.
I think it's because Nick wants to say that there's not a lot of black people that can afford the movies.
What? Damn, Nick, that's fucked up.
I know.
I love black people.
I hate how
what
like
are you talking
I
about?
Love them. They just can't afford to go to the movies as much as me.
Black people have more money than I do.
Yeah, look, that's really dickish.
Most of them.
From selling drugs. No.
This is all coming from,
sorry,
from the gay guy.
What show is this?
Okay.
This show's starting off on a really bad note. Thanks, Rory.
It's
Rory's fault.
No, I see black people at the movies all the time, so I don't know what Nick's talking about.
At all.
Yeah. I hear him at the movies all the time during the movie.
I hear him at the movies all the time.
That's a stereotype, right, man.
It is.
Let's go ahead and fix all this in post.
So that was really fun because, you know, you go on a trip with your girlfriend and listen to her laugh and scream and see animals. And I did see a donkey and a walrus.
Are you fucking serious?
And
which now seeing them in front of you, is it really clear which one would win?
Oh, yeah.
The walrus is a badass motherfucker.
Walrus would wipe the floor with the donkey.
Yeah. I think so.
Which would make it hard to get the corners.
Stab the donkey in the neck and then seriously wipe the floor with it.
Yeah.
Like it depends on what the terrain was, too, because I think, you know, donkey might be more mobile than a walrus. But anyway, let's get back into that later.
Outside. That was really important.
The great, the big wonky, what is it, donkey walrus debate?
The donkey walrus debate has waged on for fucking centuries.
Yes.
So that was fun. Really, that was the highlight of the weekend.
Really?
Yeah, they threw a donkey into the walrus pit, and it was great to just watch them bash it out.
It was hard to judge, though, because it was a group of walruses tearing the donkey to pieces.
Walry.
So then when all the screaming children laughed, me and Mikey.
And Mikey laughed.
No.
Mikey makes everything fun, even the donkey walrus fight.
Yeah, there were no donkey walrus fights, thank God. I still already felt bad enough for like some of the animals there, you know? Kind of feel bad, but then again, you're like, well, when am I going to see one that close, you know? Mm-hmm. So you participate in their torture.
Yeah.
Right. It is sad.
It is a little sad.
We shouldn't support zoos, but.
And then I went to the lake on Saturday after we, you know, spent the night there in Vallejo and came home.
Vallejo.
Vallejo. And then we went to the lake and didn't see Rick because we were at the wrong beach.
The wrong time. Yeah. You should have been with me and the naked people. The not naked people.
But it was super fun. Happy birthday, Penny. That was a fun trip. And it was nice to take a little break from all the moving and all the other things that are going on in our lives in Reno and just go have fun like little kids again, you know?
Yeah, it's always like that with Mikey, though. Like, I don't know how you take that all the time, but always being everything being exciting and childlike.
He's, you know, 87.5% of the time, it's fucking awesome.
I've never seen Mikey serious, ever.
I know, and when she is, it's like, She's sad or mad.
Oh my god! You're and like, then it's like and you fucking pay attention because this never happens. Like it must
Let's
be something.
Really silly
it's like seeing a donkey and a walrus have a fist fight.
It is awful. Yeah.
It's rare and it's awful. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, those are our weekends. Hope we're not boring you out there in podcast land.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm sure your lives are very interesting too.
Yeah. What did you do this weekend? We'll take 5 seconds to listen. Anyway, so we have our guest, Stabby Unicorn. What did you guys do this weekend?
I was in San Francisco this weekend, right. Which was awesome.
Where'd you go, the Grateful Dead?
No, I actually went up just to have a girls' weekend with a friend of mine, and we stayed in Benicia and took the ferry to San Francisco, and it was just super, it was just a really fun and great weekend to be in that city. There was really positive energy everywhere. Yeah. It was Pride weekend.
Oh, right, Pride weekend, that's right.
So
it's dope.
and the gay mayor's thing, and
yeah, exactly.
And the Grateful Dead
freaked out.
Play.
And it was, I
oh
mean,
my god,
the energy in San Francisco this weekend was absolutely phenomenal. It was neat to be around.
Would you say it's contagious?
Yes, it was. It was.
Did it make you want to be gay?
I'm happy with who I am in my life, but it still made me very happy to be around like
a bunch of happy,
you would make a great
people.
Lesbian.
Yeah.
Thanks.
As part of the gay agenda, I just want you to know we will accept you if you want to leave her.
I would have, you know, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to like trying it out, but I love my husband and I'm pretty comfortable.
Okay.
Uh-huh. They were right. You are just trying to change us all, aren't you?
Part of my
one
agenda.
One by one.
Okay. But Rhiannon?
I had a pretty low-key weekend, actually. I chilled out. And then I chilled out some more.
Sounds were you with your man, Paul?
Yeah, I was. We watched the movies we haven't seen in ever, like Gone Girl. That was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I liked
that
movie.
Good jam. It was like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
That just happened.
It's a mind fuck for sure. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I heard about that one. I heard that's real good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're making that up, aren't you?
No, just the one about the girl that disappeared,
that sounded
right?
Like you were making that up.
Yeah. Yeah. Ben Affleck
or something?
What
about the girl who's gone?
Okay.
It's the Gone Girl one.
It's about a girl. I read about it. This girl.
Goes somewhere.
It's a mind fuck.
Yeah. It's twisted.
It's a story about a woman who leaves.
Yeah. It's not that.
Or does she?
It happens all the time.
What about you, Eric?
I don't know. I just kind of chilled. I went to the Foxy Olive for the last weekend of Jacob.
I heard that place was closing, so I went there myself on last Friday, and then they were like, no, it's not closing.
Yeah, well, somebody bought it out. Yeah. So...
Shit, so it's going to be just what it was, but somebody else owns it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just like last time.
Hooray!
Yeah.
They just play with our feelings.
Yeah,
they're
just
like, we're going to close.
Oh, I dated a guy like that once. Fuck him.
Get all nostalgic and then...
Yeah, made me walk all the way to Foxy Olive from my house, like 2 miles.
If you didn't know it was still going to be there, you would have fucking stayed home, huh?
I would have walked to my other bar, which is only a mile and a half.
You got to hang with the Scafidis and the Dangers, which is always
fun. That's true. I helped Jen Scafidi move.
That's a good
the
friend.
Scafidi household into our own place.
Oh.
That's right around the corner from... Well, I'm not going to tell you where she lives. That's
what's the address?
what city is she living in?
Well, the address. In Carson.
Oh, okay.
Carson. Just...
still Carson kid.
Yeah. And, yeah. Did that. That was fun.
Everybody's
married. Did anyone go to that Rage Con this weekend?
I know Felix did, but... No, I only know that because I needed him to do work, and he wasn't available.
Mm-hmm.
And he was all, I'm sorry, I'm at the con. I thought you'd just be at home fucking waiting for some faggot to need something from you.
That's where Rory got his diarrhea from.
Yeah, that's why he's not here. God, what a jerk.
I did see some posts that they had a decent turnout on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, so, seemed like they had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's our podcast,
Rory. I would have gone if I was in town.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They got the WLP bump.
Yeah, fucking nerd. We rule nerds.
Seven new dudes showed up.
Yeah, they're like, hey, we heard about it on the podcast.
Rad. Well, let's...
cool, how about some music?
Let's do some music. Very good call.
Cool, what are we going to listen to?
Yeah, what do you guys have in mind?
Let's listen to some live Stab Unicorn.
You guys
can
like
Bowie? Can you put that up for us?
Yeah. I need to be unmuted, though, Rick.
Oh, what a lovely idea.
Could you unmute the late, please?
What a lovely day. Unmute.
Yeah! Woo!
Oh.
Now stop it! Stop it!
Never gonna give, never gonna
give. I saw
him
behind the music that he actually did let him down and hurt him and all that stuff.
He gave him up.
Yep, never him do up. Happened.
Lied to him. Ran around.
Yeah.
I hear many elements. Okay.
Divide the space between, still so far apart. He said, I loved you from the start. The city is sinking, but you can't hold a head up. She said, I gotta get out of this place because no one gives a fuck. Divide the space between, still so far apart. She said, I had your number, I had it from the start.
Do another one.
Another one?
Yeah, how many you guys got to do for us?
We've got five.
Yeah, fuck it then.
Yeah, do another one.
Oh.
Is this one?
No.
Oh, it's funny. Noise.
Yes.
Oh, I love when you do that in my head.
Tripping out, man.
Until you make it, just your chance to take it. Run and hide from your own lies. Fool yourself one more try. Desperation's an ugly shade. You wear it so well.
Guys are so weird. Fuck.
Thank you.
God, I love that.
Now, was that first one of your video songs, or am I mistaken?
No.
Oh, okay.
That was I Heart You, Mr. Smith.
I Heart You, Mr. Smith. What was the second one called?
Barrel.
Very good.
Awesome.
Thanks.
I have watched your videos recently, the new one.
Yeah.
About the duck.
What the duck?
What the duck?
Duck?
What the duck, Chuck?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I have not seen that yet.
Is that like a documentary?
Nothing really about we name our songs very... Yes. Basically, we write a song or we're starting to work on, and the first thing that comes out of one of our mouths is the name of the song.
Good enough.
Yeah. That.
Prime it.
That's our song.
Yeah, names, labels, who needs them?
You guys, right. You guys
we did the same thing when we were naming the podcast. It was almost called Take It, Rory, Take It.
We have two videos.
Yeah.
And they're both called Take It, Rory, Take It.
Yes, both of them. Volume 1 and Volume 2.
I saw that one.
We did a video for Camaro last August and released it in September of last year. And then we just released our new one at the end of May.
It was available on the internet? Or
fucking Stab
YouTube.
Unicorn.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
If you go to our right up. Stabby Unicorn channel, they're both on there on YouTube.
Right on. YouTube's awesome.
Yeah.
They kind of go together. Was it the same director?
No.
Different director?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Must just be you guys.
Brandon Shirey directed the last one.
Yeah. And Mike Fleming directed our first one. Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. And it was really interesting to see like the two different processes because the first one we did a lot of extras and like couple of locations and moving all over the place, and the new one we did, it was the three of us and Brandon and his iPhone.
Yeah, we hadn't even really planned to shoot it.
He did all of it on his iPhone. Yeah.
Dude. Oh, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. It was super.
It's amazing times we're living in.
Really fly by the seat of our pants on that one too.
Yeah.
It was like we decided to shoot it after the Foxy fire. So
in the garage.
The garage.
Oh, yeah,
they burned out all those cars.
Happened serendipitously, I guess.
When did that happen?
Record store day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. There's a fire in the garage at the lake mill?
Yeah, someone set one of the cars on fire, and then it like exploded out and took out three of the other cars. And
wow.
Yeah.
Did anyone get hurt?
It was like Terminator 2 up in
It didn't
that
affect
bitch.
Any of the rooms? Or did it?
It affected the bar. The bar got a lot of like soot and smoke damage and things.
Wow.
I think structurally it's a little fucked up, and I think the elevators were fucked up for like a week or two.
Huh. Well, the elevators in that building, I can tell you, are the very slowest and worst elevators in the entire city.
I don't think I've ever
got an elevator
in
those elevators.
Those elevators are so gross.
That's where you go to die. I'm sorry.
Really, you can get up to the 29th floor at the Circus Circus, and half the time it takes you to get to the second floor. Slowest elevator in town.
That whole building just – it's a beautiful building. It just kind of
is
terrifying.
It was real nice back in the day. I'm sure it was really good. Not anymore.
No.
So – now I'm missing something. So that happened. The car blew up in the parking lot, and you guys decided to make a video.
Well, Brandon had already kind of talked to us about doing something for the 3-minute film festival that Holland did.
Okay, yeah.
And then that happened, and he was like, "We should just do this right now. We should use this." And we're like, "Okay, we will. Let's do it."
Like within 24 hours, he's like, "Just show up in nice clothes and masks." And we were like, "Okay,
we got that."
That's how you guys roll.
Yeah.
I've seen you do shows with masks before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You always come like dress for the occasion.
Yeah. Well, it's fun.
Like yeah.
That's
nice. I noticed your costumes today. You're all wearing furry
flesh-colored
unicorn
suits.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was really worried about getting these wings in here.
Like, the studio is bigger than it looks.
Yeah. It's pretty brave of you with this heat that we've had. Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do, though, huh?
You know, I'm not afraid to wear fur.
Fake fur, though, right?
Fake fur.
Yeah.
Please, I'm not scared to wear real fur. For you.
Real fur? What's fur?
Fur.
Yeah.
Well, if you have to, right?
Yeah, I mean, the cow already died.
That's true.
I might as well wear his fur.
I tell you.
I'm sad about that too. But really, Eric's fake outfit didn't harm any animals.
No. Those are not even real fish.
The walrus and the donkey already died from the fight.
Man, they killed us. It wasn't factory farming. It was just that they got in a fight.
And why not take the walrus pelt? Right. It was there.
The walrus is already dead.
You're never going to have an opportunity like that again. I'm really glad you did that.
Oh, shit. PETA's going
to. You guys are going to get shut down after this show.
Allegedly. I mean, there was no walrus.
Allegedly.
That blows dead.
What was the last show you guys played? Was it Mary Anarchy?
I mean, we played John and Shannon's wedding, but like public show
was Mary
Anarchy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which was an amazing show. That Friday was so wonderful.
Yeah. The lineup there was great. Night. And everybody stuck around to the bitter end.
Oh,
so
my God.
I know.
Really
great. And then like.
And then dragged the bitter end out.
Yeah.
Longer than it was supposed to be until Rory was pissed at me.
But Sit Kitty Sit is so amazing that how can you tell them to not play?
No, like, no. I just keep screaming, now play this one. Now play this one. Yeah. It's and if you know their songs, you're just like, now play this one. They're like, he knows the songs. We have to play it.
Yeah.
I don't think they talk that way, Rick. That's how you talk
In my head, that's how Mike talks.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's Rick, funny. We'll play it for you, but that's for you.
So, anyway, I thought that was the way Kat talked.
Right.
No, you meant that queen. The drummer.
Yeah, well, that in my
the
head.
Old queen. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
The girl talks like this. Oh, thank you, Rick.
I will destroy you with my hands of glory. Yeah. She's so amazing to watch.
Everybody, oh, God, that's so awesome.
You have a big show coming up, right?
Yes.
We have two.
When?
Two again, actually.
Two?
Yeah.
July 25th, we are playing a benefit for Future Kind at the Knitting Factory with Plastic Caves.
Yeah. This band from LA called Jam Stain and the Convulsionaires, which is also
I
Pride
love the
weekend.
Convulsionaires.
Yeah,
and it is Pride Weekend.
It's Pride Weekend
for Reno.
Oh, I thought that was last week.
No, for Reno. For Reno does their Pride
in July.
For it to be
like
a part
St.
of
Patrick's
Art Town,
Day.
I think.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm pretty
okay.
sure that's how they do that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Very cool.
You know, the gays are very artistic, Nick.
Yeah, I've gathered that.
They stuff.
I've gathered that. Some are, and some
not
aren't.
All of them.
Yeah, right. No, yeah, like for me, for instance, I can't fucking draw at all.
No. But you can push
you can
buttons on the computer
sound.
Stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Buttons. That's about it.
You can microphone well.
Fuck.
And then we have a show on the 12th of August with The Shames, which we're super excited about.
Oh, my God, we're at?
Studio on 4th.
Fuck.
And with a touring band called
Dead Mockingbirds
from Texas.
Dallas.
I think Dallas. But
wow.
So yeah.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
Shit. Cool.
Yeah.
A couple
I mean,
big
who
ones
cares
coming
if
up?
They suck if you guys are both playing? Jesus.
Yeah. It was funny because we were talking about putting a show together, but
with The Shames.
Guy from the Dead Mockingbirds contacted both of us and put it together. So we're like, wow.
We didn't have to do legwork for it.
They, they contacted you both separately without knowing that you know each other.
Yes.
And,
it was very serendipitous.
That's pretty cool.
Fuck. So it worked out very well.
And it's weird. I wonder what they're like because you guys are so different from each other. The Shames is quite different than
they're like, we're kind of like this and we're kind of like that.
We got two girls and a guy in the band too, like you three.
Yeah. But we play country music.
No, play both kind of music.
Country and with
they sound pretty cool. I mean, I think it's going to be a fun mashup for the show.
Yeah. Excellent. So that's August 12th at Studio on 4th.
Yep.
Okay, everybody, mark your calendars. Go see him at the Knit and go see him at Studio.
What
on
day
4th.
Was that Knitting Factory show?
July 25th.
All right,
and that's a Saturday.
Very cool.
Right. Yeah.
What about new music? You guys recording anything like that going on?
We have several new. We do not have like a set day that we're going into the studio, but we have a couple of songs that are completely ready to record, and then we're working on a couple others that we're close to, probably.
You need a decent batch to, like, put out something new, right? Mm-hmm. So are you shooting for, like, four EP or, like, an eight or, like, another album?
Then you got to wait until... making it, like a four-song EP.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. If you have four good songs, there's no reason to force it and put a bunch of other songs.
Well,
that
and
like
nowadays, you don't have to put out an album. No. I mean, a lot of times it makes more sense just to release things as singles and, you know, do a video for a couple of them so there's, like, hype behind it to get it out.
No, today's music culture is really geared towards the single.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not even – yeah.
Well, how is the CD going? The was it Licking the Magic –
Castle.
Licking the Magic Castle, right.
Which is another one of those, we said this, now we're naming our album.
I love that
strange things
record.
Happen when the three of us are alone for it a is. High period of time.
I thought that title was about my wang, but
well,
we didn't want to tell you outright. We just wanted you to kind of figure it out. So
it
could
be mysterious.
And you did. Congratulations.
You win That'd be a rad. Cookie. No, it's, you know, it sells. I mean, we have it on Spotify. We have it on
iTunes, Google Play, RDO.
Having a lot of different video.
It's out there.
Did you guys go through CD Baby to put all that stuff up?
No, we went through DistroKid. It's like
okay. It's
just it just gets you on all the downloadable and streaming.
A fee once a year that you just pay it, and it keeps everything going everywhere. And if someone actually wants to buy our record, they like a physical copy, they always have copies of it, and if they need more, we just send them to them. So it works out pretty cool.
Pretty good service.
Yeah. I've never done that shit before, and I've been doing it, uploading a couple albums for Eddie and the Subtitles to CD Baby, and it's hard. It's stressful.
Is it? Do you have?
It's pretty easy.
It's not. It's, I mean, no, they've made it easy, but it's scary because it's like there's all these pieces and all this work went into this thing, and it's my job to make sure that. And if I fuck up, there's going to be 1,000 copies of it fucked up. You know what I mean? Like that's what's scary to
with
me.
With your name on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And knowing that I did it, like I'm. Uh-huh. It's just stressful.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just give it up.
Right. Right. That's
just
what
stress yourself out.
That's what I always say. Right.
I got to relax. It's just my first time. You know, your first time is very nerve wracking.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Calm down.
Once you do it a couple times, you probably
And then you're like, oh, this is fun.
It. Yeah.
Right. But yeah. Okay.
Do you have somebody there to hug you afterwards when you're
crying? No, I'm completely alone. I'm completely alone with my mouse, and I'm just like, God, how do I wind down from this now?
We were doing the video, and we did our second video as just like an online release. We did a little event to get everyone to try to watch it right when we upload it, but we just did it online. And the morning of, especially like 5 minutes before the time, and I'm like ready to upload it to YouTube, and I'm like having a panic attack by myself in the office going, all you're doing is just hitting okay.
Yeah.
Like this this should not, but I mean, what if it went wrong and then everyone's
on
like,
on the other end,
that?
There's like millions, trillions. Yeah. I don't even know how many people there is in the world, but they all have access to YouTube, don't they?
Yeah, a lot of them do.
There's definitely some people uploading at the same time. And you're just watching that percentage. I've uploaded videos and it crashes mid-upload, and that is stressful.
Well, luckily I had done that about an hour before and just had it private and then just made it public right before.
So you just
flip the – but it was it was just so scary. And then it was done. I'm like, all right, nap time – shower and a nap time. That's it. That's all I need now.
Yeah. And then the glory. Everybody going, that was a good video.
Take a nap.
That was a good video.
Wake up to read all the great comments about how badass you are.
I think the weirdest part about that whole experience for me was after we uploaded it, Paul and I watched it on our Apple TV, and like on the streaming channel that it came on, it was like, next up, Mariah Carey. And I was like, what the fuck? Like,
this is not, if you like this.
Okay. Yeah, it was super weird.
I would not put Mariah Carey and Stab Unicorn on a playlist together for sure. No.
It's like, does that mean that it's like odd. People are watching Mariah Carey videos and next up is Stab Unicorn? Because that's really fucking weird.
I would like that to happen.
That'd be rad.
Like some 13-year-old kid is like, my mind is blown. Why are there masks?
Mariah Carey's really not doing it for me. What's this other shit here? I'm gonna check it out. It'd be awesome.
Weirdest name ever. Okay, yeah, let's check
it
out. Why not? I like unicorns.
It kind of gets people to check us out. Like we were at the Foxy the other day, and people were like, "What's this Debbie Unicorn business?"
With a
like,
sticker. Yeah, we're like, "That's our
that's
band.
A great name."
Yeah.
Did that come out after that movie? Cabin in the Woods, right?
We had another name picked, and then we found out that there was a band in Sacramento that was really close to the same name, so we're like, let's not do that.
What was it?
And Deftones.
Do you really want to know?
It's terrible. It's like,
do you really want to know, Rick? I don't know if you do.
It's I don't Tesla. Know if that's something we really want to divulge. Nah. It was actually a bad name.
It's our secret.
Well, it was kind of awesome.
It was awesome.
It's awesome until that Sacramento
band
fucked it up. 15-year-old
kids totally ruined our lives.
So it was actually right before that first Undiscovered show we played 3 years ago, and it was a week before, and Jess is like, we need a name. You have to give me a name. And we had just all seen Cabin in the Woods, and we were thinking about it, and we're like, Stabby Unicorn. Like,
oh. Just for this show, and then we're going to change it. And that did not happen.
No.
And then the whole Prancecore thing happened, and then it was just...
Yeah. It took over. Like,
yes. Yes. They're like, well, that's who we are.
Kids want... I remember on the Undiscovered album, you can hear Eric go, we're Stabby Unicorn.
We fucked up and put like an S on it,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Also on the flyer, it's all Stabby Unicorns.
No, actually,
that's totally
like
how
it
read to
was
me,
a pause.
Yes.
It was like Stabby Unicorn.
And then we're like, we're not plural.
We're that the Stabby so... Unicorns.
That was one of the set. That was one of the sets where the fucking microphone screwed up, and what we didn't record the snare or something, and I had to like use the kick mic to play the snare back.
Oh,
it was
that's
all,
right.
And it sounds all fucked up, but it sounds really cool. But that's totally because I fucked up. It's not because I had a great idea.
That's the recording that's on Nowhere Nevada.
Yeah.
But Tom fucking ended up in the early cuts. You could really hear it, and then in later cuts, Tom just fucking ripped it out bad.
Yeah,
that's so awesome.
Yeah, they cut and sliced it up a little bit. And
yeah.
Put some vocals where they weren't before and stuff, like just for the scene to work out.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
Which is awesome. I think.
Well, you're just staring at fucking Cheyenne's tits anyway, you know?
Well, actually, that's a different song,
scene.
Rick.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the part where he's got his pants, where he's got his shirt
that's
off finally,
movie.
Right?
Yeah.
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 I love
yeah.
that part.
I know. but yeah, I think Stabby Unicorn is really good because TJ in the movie, I won't. Spoil it for everybody, but let's just say he's on some psychoactive material, and that music goes really well with tripping balls. Just saying,
I'm excited to see it again. Yeah,
I wonder
what
it'd be like. I would never do this because I don't do drugs. But if I did drop some acid and put your record on headphones, I wonder what it'd be like visually. I bet it'd be pretty amazing.
That sounds fun.
It might be great, but it might be like the time that I thought that would be cool to look at H.R. Giger's work while frying.
Yeah.
And then we just carefully put the book away.
Right.
Because it was such a bad mood. It was really awful.
Another guy.
Scary vaginas and everything.
This guy I know, Schmick Schramerez, he fucking took some acid and watched Eraserhead. That was cool.
What a great idea. What a great idea.
I could shake that
Jesus
guy right
Christ.
Now and slap him for the choices he makes.
The first time I watched that, we were really stoned, and that is the worst stoned movie because nothing fucking happens for like hours on end.
Yeah.
We're just staring at it like, well, this is great, and there's a lady in the radiator. Okay. I don't get it.
Yeah,
it
was
a
bad
that
choice,
shit.
Schmick.
Everything is fine.
You're making me want to take a crying game shower, just you singing that. I'm like, oh my God, it's fucking freaking me out, man.
Make me want to take acid. Sounds awesome.
Well, let's trip out some more and hear a couple more songs.
Is everybody dosed?
Yeah, I think we're all high as here right now.
There we go.
Starting to kick in, oh no.
It's turning on me.
It's okay, dude. We're your friends, man.
We're all your friends, man. This is going to be over in a little while, man.
Do you guys really like me?
Look at this flower.
I don't think you really like me.
Shit, I almost died.
Thank God you're alive.
That's just the acid, man. It's going to be fine.
We'll be right back.
I've dreamt about now.
Space every time.
Oh my god, are we gonna, is that it? Just one? That was a pretty long one. Or should we do
we
two?
Were gonna do two on that one.
Let's do two.
Okay,
this is the one we have a video for.
Oh cool,
this is Cluck Duck. What the fuck,
I love the song.
Yeah,
I do.
I am him.
really mean.
Bet.
Nice.
Fucking bitching.
That's the song that the video is. Yes, I remember that one. I really like when you guys sing together.
Thanks.
Or you take turns too. Like your voices go well together.
Thank
love
you.
It.
I like when you guys sing at the same time, and also when you don't.
I like it when you're quiet.
I like when you guys are playing the music, but also when it stops and then you go back into it.
I like the guitar.
Genius.
But also like the drum. Wow, girl, you look like a squirter.
We weren't talking about that.
That's out of context because I never said that about anything, did I?
But if you guys want to get weird, Daisy, come back up and we're going to do that part of the show that everyone loves so bad. What do you say, Rick?
I don't even know what. Yeah, what are we going to. Things have changed since they were last
year.
That's all right.
I got a few things on here for him.
Okay, thank God.
We'll get through it. I don't know what that is. What was that?
Oh, I think you're knocking the cord on your.
Is that me?
With your notepad. Something. I don't know.
He's not used to the Rory chair.
I don't think it was me, man.
Rory's chair is very calibrated for a certain person.
Yeah. Rory's butt grooves just don't fit my butt.
I know what you mean.
I'm not talking about hot dog buns. So let's do that thing, Rick.
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
Riku, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world. Roy Dowd can be here, so he does it much better. So I wrote some questions of my own that I'm curious about. I'm going to ask Stabby Unicorn here some questions and see how they score. Take points down as they go.
Jesus, your energy level does not match the music. I just want to say,
woo, let's go!
He is doing jazz hands.
Oh, okay. That helps.
And it's a podcast.
You can't see his energy level. It's really high.
First question.
Okay.
All right, with a little more excitement. All right, here's your first question. What was the first record you ever bought, Rhiannon?
That would be The Cure. This kind of doesn't... I guess it kind of counts. The Cure, Staring at the Sea, the singles was the first.
It's not really an album. But
that was my first Cure album, too. Because it made you... When it made you realize, then you heard which song you liked off that, and you thought, well, that's the album that I buy next.
Yeah.
And then you find out that era... Fucking nuts. And the band, did you get it on record or on tape or on CD?
Well, first I got it on tape. And
that's
then I
the
got
best
it on,
because the tape had the B-sides on the back.
Yeah.
And the B-sides are my real favorite album.
For life, Rick.
That's so rad.
Same question, Eric Foreman.
Like, bought or was, like, really...
That you bought.
Did you give her a million points for that?
Your own money.
Okay, Crowded House.
I did not give her a million. I don't score that high, sir.
Okay. What is that?
A Crowded House?
Really? Yeah. It's over?
The one with, like, the shirtless guy with the wings on the front?
Yeah, that one.
Hey Now.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Hey Now, and that was on
Riku.
Whoa, the guy.
That was a good
he
album.
He wasn't buying it because of the shirtless guy, Riku, for God's sake.
Were those guys homosexuals?
Allegedly.
I don't know.
Okay.
It was the 80s. Everybody was gay. They couldn't
there
get
was
married,
a lot of
but
coke
they were gay.
Going around.
Yeah, we call that powdered gay. You know what I'm saying, girl?
And same question, Daisy.
Bob Dylan, Highway 61 Revisited.
You bought that?
Yep.
Can I go?
You bought that shit?
Yeah. I was a hippie kid. Dang. Total hippie kid.
Get my score sheet out here.
Okay, so if I was scoring this,
that's a
Rihanna
good.
Just killed both of you.
I would say so too.
Killed
Bob Dylan did have
you.
A couple good songs, yeah.
I'm sorry, but I'm not
sorry.
Yeah,
but
sorry.
I don't want to listen to them.
I grew up in a town of 5,000 people where we didn't actually like have a record store or like the internet then. So,
that is
like,
not a good enough reason to listen to Bob Dylan.
No, I mean,
Rick, you're shaming like 10-year-old kids right now.
Yeah, you are shaming 10-year-old kids.
Not everybody bought Culture Club, bro.
I mean, actually,
see,
if we're going to really talk about it, I think it was Beauty and
was.
The Beast soundtrack when I was six.
But did you bought that with your own money? That's actually a cooler
answer, that's actually probably, if I'm really thinking about it, I probably did.
Okay,
so, I don't know.
That's, well, I don't know. A bunch of Bob Dylan fans are going to kill me after the show.
Yeah, all three of them.
Lynched. Right.
Yeah, they're too stoned to care.
They're too old to care.
Yeah, that's true, too. What's the last album you bought?
Oh.
Jenny Lewis, The Voyager? The newest, her latest one?
Mofo Jojo likes that.
Mm-hmm.
Mofo Jojo approves. That gets you a point. Eric?
What was the last thing we purchased? Damn it. What else did we get with that? Decemberists?
We got the Decemberists with that, and we got...
Decemberists and...
That was the same time.
That's not bad.
Decemberists, good answer. Yeah. Rhiannon?
I bought a record from when we went and saw... Who did we go see?
The Jesus and Mary Chain.
Oh, really? Their opening band, The Black Rider.
Oh, that was awesome.
Fucking amazing. And I bought one of their records.
She got vinyl from the openers from the Jesus and Mary Chain. I didn't even know Jesus and Mary Chain was still touring.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Jesus Christ.
They did Psycho Candy in its entirety, and it was
amazing.
Oh,
my God. Every time I hear that, though, I always think to myself, you know, underneath all of this reverb and distortion, I think something really lame is going down.
Yeah.
But still, it'd be great to see.
But that's what all the lights are for, to cover that up.
Amen. And the LSD.
Yeah. So if you haven't heard Black Rider, check them out, Rick, because they're really fucking cool.
Black Rider.
Rider?
R-Y-D-E-R. Black Rider.
All right. Rhiannon, what was the first concert you attended?
The first concert I ever attended live in person was with my dad. We went and saw Rick Trevino, who was a country guy. My dad took me with him, and I was like, this is kind of okay, I guess.
Where was that at?
Lawler.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're fucking sad, dude.
God, Dave's a jerk.
Tell Dave to not be on the show so much. He's so mean all the time.
Fuck off, Dave.
You're a fucking asshole, dude.
Eric, same question.
Depeche Mode and in the Sacramento.
That's not fair.
Fuck you, Eric.
My sister dragged me. I didn't want to fucking go. I had tickets to Pearl Jam.
That's amazing. Fuck. If I would have loved to go.
Was it the Pearl Jam show at Lawler?
Yeah.
That was a bad show.
Yeah.
That was good.
Mudhoney was awesome.
Yeah, Mudhoney and Urge Overkill, right?
Yeah.
I was at that one.
Yeah, Mudhoney was good. I was
That. Dave Kahan was in this, like, really bad alcoholic drug stage and kind of sounded like shit.
Oh, really? Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh,
disappointing.
Yeah, and I was also sick as a dog and, like, feverish. And...
Oh, Jesus.
Is that when you passed out on the line?
Sounds like a bad time.
No, that was the Kersey cue ball.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
What was
my first concert? I can't even remember who the name. It was the drummer from the Stevie Ray Vaughan band, and I don't know his name, but he made this whole band on his own thing. Again, tiny town in West Texas. That's
still pretty cool.
And I mean, it was fun. He was a great drummer, absolutely phenomenal. Yeah, very blues. Like,
and that's his,
you know,
like his turf down there.
So. Exactly.
To my credit, I'll say for my shit that was right after we moved up here from Winnemucca.
Yeah,
and there's like one station in Winnemucca,
Bucktown,
which is, you know, country, at least back then. So,
understandable.
Fresh in the Waters of Reno, country jam.
Mm-hmm.
Was the last show you went to Jesus and Mary Chain?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, we'll just take that for the last answer, okay?
Yeah.
Well, big concert.
That was the last big one.
Yeah, local shows or your show doesn't count.
Because you went.
I saw Built to Spill right before that.
But right before that, that's right. Yeah.
But that was before.
Yeah, that was before. Yeah.
Good band, Built to Spill. I like them a lot. All right, let's go back to the quiz here.
Those weren't actually questions on the quiz. That's just curious.
That's personal. Nick's like, I'm just wanting to know more about my friends.
Rhiannon, if you could get a free pass from Paul and you could make out with any celebrity, who would the lucky person be?
Fuck.
Free makeout session. He's like, it's totally cool, babe. And, you know, no repercussions. You can get away with it.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah, that's what
I'm talking about.
Shit. Probably, I've got a lady and a dude.
Okay.
I say Leah DeLaria from Orange is the New Black, who apparently is like the Lord of the Lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's the Lord of the Lesbians.
Of the Lesbians.
And my second one. Fuck. Maybe Ryan Gosling, because he's pretty hot.
We'll just stick with you get more points for the
Leah
first
DeLaria.
One.
Yeah. All right.
Eric, same question. Hard with your wife in the room, huh?
No, we actually have our lists of top
five. Oh, you already have that.
We have our lists of top five.
Excellent.
Where if you're in an elevator, it's completely allowed. No questions asked. Yeah. Well, you know.
shit. First to my head is Karen Gillan from
Doctor Who.
Who.
Amy Pond.
Nerdy, but I'll give you a point for that. All right.
Mine,
Daisy?
Going to the conversation about being welcome to the lesbian side, in my top five, I have a female, and it's Naomi Watts. And I would always love to know.
Is she number one?
Watts. Yep. Well, yeah. She goes back and forth between one and two.
what I'm talking about.
May I ask you who the other one is?
Mine is also Ryan Gosling.
Okay. I thought it was Mendes.
Again, you get more points.
Shut up about
I actually feel like mine top would not be Lea Delaria. It would be Sherilyn Fenn from Twin Peaks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Boxing Helena.
Absolutely. Hella make out, yo.
Yeah.
That all right, I'm going to give you a little extra point because I agree on that choice. And also, I can only give you half because you changed your answer. So you
that's
get
fair.
Half a point taken off.
That's
that.
Fair.
Okay. Now, if you could go on a road trip buddy movie with any celebrity besides the ones you want to make out with, who would that be?
Me
you
first.
Want to start with Daisy?
Steve Buscemi.
Nice.
Nice.
Steve Buscemi. Good. Eric?
I think Dave Grohl.
Cool. Like
oh, my God.
Very cool.
And you're married, so it would be both at the same time.
Wow. We go to studios. That'd be cool.
I think for me, I'd go with John Goodman.
Nice.
Ooh. Very good. Very good.
Dude.
That's a hard one to pick on that one. Yeah. Okay. Let's go with Chu, you got any regular questions you want to ask him?
Nope.
Robert, you Rick.
We've already asked him a bunch of the awful stuff, right?
About,
in
all of history, who would you fight? Who would you start a fight with and punch or kick or whatever you do?
Shirley Phelps Roper. Mm-hmm. And I think I said that last time.
Is that Mr. Roper's wife from Three's Company?
Yep. Yeah. No, from the Westboro.
Would you like
Baptist
to change, would you like to change it to the wife on Three's Company? I got this immediate image of you punching her in the face. Yeah. That was great.
She was such a bitch.
Right now, for Mr. this Roper. Week, I'm going with stupid Huckabee, man, because he's just being an idiot.
Him too.
And just talking about today of how
you
I
don't
feel,
heart Huckabee.
No. I would not go for the face. I would just like punch him in the nutsack as hard as I could.
I'd not even ask about
I would like to see that.
Just an extra point for that one. Eric.
Trump. Just to see his hair.
Do flat it back.
Does.
Yeah.
All right. Did we ever do the tale of your virginity question?
Yeah, you just listen to the show.
Yes.
We did do that? We've done that question? All right. That's
lying?
Covered on it.
Yes, we are lying.
Okay, so.
It's all right. I think I lied about my virginity last time.
Okay, Rick, go ahead.
Age and circumstance of the loss of your virginity. Go!
I was a month before. Okay, this is really bad. I was a month before my 18th birthday, 2 months from graduating high school, and decided I just wanted to get sex over with before I left home and was on my own. So
did you go to the whorehouse?
No. A guy I had known for a while and kind of had dated a little bit. I was like, yeah, let's have sex tonight. Let's do that.
That's romantic.
Well, I mean, it was
did
to be
go?
Honest.
Okay.
He would. Yeah. That's fine. So.
Sounds good.
Sounds right.
Had the salami?
I was 15, 16? 15. I wasn't driving yet. Yeah.
So stud.
So, yeah. It was in my bedroom and it was quick.
Was it after school? Or?
Yeah, it was after school. The girl I was dating.
Parents, don't leave your teenagers alone.
Before and after school program kicking, guys. Yeah.
I was 15, 16. And it was with my first love. It was weird, though.
That's
you know,
way more romantic than
weird.
Me and Eric over here. We just banged a person after school.
We were at his house in his room, but he had this immensely large closet that was a small room, and he made it into our love den. And that was
that
where
so
it was.
Wow. That's a kid who built forts as a kid.
I want to
build a fort, and then we're going to do it.
Wow.
I want to do it with
press
you, Rhiannon.
Press play on the tape. I want to know what love is.
Yeah.
Actually, I think we were listening to Nirvana in Utero. It was totally fucked up.
That's bizarre.
Yeah. It's not very sexy.
No.
Like you had me, and then the in utero. Maybe think a second. I don't know.
So, what's that guy doing now with his closet?
I don't know.
Golden shower action.
All right. Between a scale of 1 to 10, and now that you've had more sex, rate the first time.
0.5.
Okay.
You should have tried. Did you not try hard or did he not try hard?
It was just awkward. You know what? I'll be nice. 2.5.
All right. Eric?
I was a 10.
That was a good answer.
Rhiannon?
Probably a 4.
Okay. Now, rate the last time you had sex, scale of 1 to 10. Rhiannon.
Probably like 10 plus.
Eric.
Yeah, bet.
10 plus. Oh, sorry.
Alright, same answer all around. God, you guys are really, really close, neck and neck.
That's more fun when the person isn't in the room.
Yeah, but Eric and I have good sex, so sorry. It's awesome.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry for you that you're not us.
Sorry for you that you don't have the sex that we have.
No. Alright.
Or any.
You guys are a lot looser people in imaginary land. We're imagining this situation, right? Hypothetical situation. You have to pick a three-way. Do you go with two guys and a girl or two girls and a guy?
Oh, a devil or angel threesome.
Dave. Two girls and a guy.
Eric.
Two girls and a guy for the first one.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Two girls and a guy.
All right, so the angels all the way around. All right.
I am never going to get laid.
Even girls don't
well, I didn't have to. I didn't say the guy had to be Eric. No, I'm just kidding.
Dave's going to get an extra point.
Fuck
right.
That cat.
I think that defeats the whole purpose for Rick, though.
No, that's true.
I just want to beg someone I can play those here while we're having sex.
You'll find
out. Do you want to do the rapid fire, Chewy? I got some suggestions here in this right. Little
rapid
section
fire.
Here.
Oh, crap. I don't like
you
this.
Just got to answer the question as quick as possible. Okay, get an A or B answer.
Oh, okay.
So it's actually we're going to shoot you really quickly. Right.
Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
Arrested.
Beat up.
All right. Puke or diarrhea?
Puke. Puke.
I can't choose.
Puke.
Football or baseball?
Baseball.
Football.
Football.
I hate baseball.
Morrissey or Robert Smith?
Robert Smith.
Yeah. Who ever said Morrissey on that
fucking
one?
Fucking A, some queer.
Morrissey is the only one that ever answered Morrissey.
That's
Iron Man or Spider-Man?
Iron Man.
Hugh Jackman or Huge Asshole?
Huge Asshole.
Yes. Okay. You can fix a huge asshole.
Weed or beer?
Weed. Beer.
Beer.
All right, dog or cat?
Cat.
Dog.
Okay, theoretically, who would win a fight, a donkey or a walrus?
A walrus? That has been argued.
Are we over that one? I think that we know.
As we previously discussed, it would depend on fighters. The terrain.
I tried to fight a donkey once and he bit me in
yes,
the arm.
But you don't have tusks.
Wait, is it in the water or in the...
Yeah,
like,
describe the terrain for us.
It would have to be a neutral site, like a backyard or something. Okay. I guess the donkey would hold it. Yeah,
yeah. In a cage fight.
Thunderdome.
In the back of a moving truck. Oh. Terry Garr or Terry Bradshaw?
Terry Garr.
Yeah, Terry Garr.
All right.
Joe Montana or...
Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana, for sure.
Hannah Montana. Yeah.
Wow. Good choice. Hell Joe yeah. Montana's a bitch.
Mojo liked that one. let's go with Lady Gaga or Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. Absolutely.
Who would win in a cage fight?
That's a great...
Lady Gaga.
All right.
Freddy or Jason?
Ooh, thank you, Zombo.
Oh, definitely Jason.
Jason.
Yeah.
Freddy. Oh, is that hard. Freddy or Jason?
Jason.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I gotta stick true to my boo and say Jason.
Freddy. I like my killers less verbose.
Jason's pretty
Alien rad. Or Predator?
Predator.
Alien.
Alien.
Oh, that is pretty cool.
Poltergeist or Saw?
Poltergeist.
Okay.
Zombo or Nick?
Nick.
Oh, Zombo, fuck. I see Nick all the time.
Suck it, Zombo.
I don't know Zombo.
I just kicked your ass and stabbed a unicorn.
And he does that and he looks like a fucking clown, so stab him in the face.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Who, Nick or Zombo?
No, Zombo. Okay. I'm scared
allegedly.
Of clowns.
He's a zombie.
Yeah, but he looks like
sexually.
A clown.
Sexually.
And he makes those noises.
Yeah.
And they're clowny. They're
He's
very
clowny.
Clownish.
Yeah.
This is the worst little podcast.
Thank you, dude. God, we had a lot from Zombo this week.
Nick has done the show a lot more times, though. So let's give it up. Nick's the man.
Thanks, you guys. All right, well, let's wrap it up. I'm going to total up your scores here because it's getting hot as balls in here.
So fucking hot.
Melting. Melting.
Yeah. Do you prefer doing a podcast in July or December?
December.
Okay. I like
it's still
sweating.
Too hot.
I actually right, like July. Good.
All right, let's see what we got here. It's looking like... Ooh. Eric, you came, you got close to the girls, but you still came in third. It looks like looks like Daisy and Rianne in tied.
High five.
Yeah, the tie was 72 points each.
Right. Nice.
And Eric got 69.
Only one way to settle this.
I win.
Fist fight.
You win. It's too hot to get in a fight right now. I have to go play drums.
Yeah.
We'll just split the award this week. The ladies from Stabby Unicorn both won.
Yay.
But only by a few points, Eric. Your answers were great, too.
Thanks.
So let's have one more song. Let's talk about what's upcoming in the future. Or should we do that now? Have them do a song and get the fuck out of here.
Oh, nice. Okay, so what are you doing this weekend, Nick?
This weekend I'm moving Mikey back or into my house. It's going to be the 4th of July. Everybody, we're going to be off next week.
Because I'm out of town.
Because Rick's out of town.
You know what I'm doing out of town?
No.
Me and Katie Blank and fucking Justin are going to Burger Boogaloo in Oakland. It's a two-day punk rock festival hosted by... John fucking Waters.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
So John Waters is hosting a punk rock. Awesome. So I'm going to fucking be in mosh pits with my two of my fucking best friends ever while John Waters like fucking talks to us with like hot shirtless punk kids like slamming up against me. And,
yeah, that sounds
and it's
going like
to be in Oakland.
Good time for you, man.
That sounds fantastic.
So there'll be black people there. And
That's not true all the time.
No, I've been to Oakland and seen
no black people
before.
Yeah, and plus, what's wrong with that?
Black I didn't say there's anything fine. Wrong with it.
I heard your tone.
But you don't, and you totally love the Mexicans, right?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So just hang out with all kinds of people, Rick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, white people, Asians, all of them.
Yeah, you don't just have to hang out with white gays all the time.
Yeah. Me and my white gay friends.
Just kidding. That's just jokes, ladies
people.
And gentlemen.
I got some American Indian gay
friends.
Yeah,
we're just joking. I bet you do.
Yeah.
So what else is going on this weekend? Any other gigs? Anybody?
I plan to nap, to be honest.
I missed everything.
It's been a long couple weeks.
Yeah.
I'm working.
Be here.
I'd like to swim, but I don't really want to go to the lake with the whole 4th of July thing.
Oh, the marina's not bad. I've been there a few times recently. Mm. It doesn't smell this year.
And then it's like 100 degrees, and everybody's going out to the desert for 4th of July. It sounds like a really bad time.
Yeah, no thanks.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
God bless them, though.
Bring your own, like.
What are you doing for the 4th of July, Nick?
I don't even know, man, but it's my kid's birthday. I know I'm going to call him and send him a gift.
Nice.
What are you going to do with the rest of the 23 hours and 59 minutes of the day?
I don't know. I think me and Mikey might just stay close to home in our artist loft. There'll be stuff going on in the park. There's the river.
It's very bohemian of you.
My friends Rick and Jess got a nice stand-up outdoor pool. Maybe go by their house and poach their pool for a minute.
Text us. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
you got your pool poached.
That kind of good stuff. And I know that I want to tell everybody to go to Nowhere Nevada on Facebook, Nowhere Nevada Soundtrack, all that stuff, because the 23rd through the 27th, we're going to be releasing the DVD and the CD.
Fuck yeah.
You can finally get the hard copies, and in like a month, they'll be available digitally. So that's going to be a big citywide thing going on.
Sounds like it's going to be a great show for the release, too.
So many details that you should just go to nowherenevada.com or Nowhere Nevada on Facebook and just check it out for yourself. Hit the event page, and there's so many details.
Atomics reunion?
The Atomics.
Yeah.
Man,
holy fucking
we got
shit.
The Atomics for Thursday
awesome.
Night.
It's going to be super cool.
They haven't played in like over a year, maybe a year
it's
and
been
a half.
A
was
yeah.
it closer to two? Yeah, it's been a long time.
Jesus.
Too long.
So we're really, really excited that we got them. Stacy Toll's flying in. Stacy from Gunshot.
Nice.
Foats and Hudson are flying, so we're going to actually do a Source reunion because there's a few Source songs on the album.
Nice.
One Source song on the album, but a few on the movie itself.
Right.
Just like Stabby. You guys are on the album. Yeah. But we know you're playing at the NIT the 25th, so we can't interfere with that. Otherwise, we would have loved to have had you too as well. Pistoleros, Max Volume, me.
My God.
It's just going to be a really, really great night. And that's Thursday the 23rd. Then the 24th through the 27th, we have showings. I think the Friday's at Good Luck Macbeth. It's a press thing. And then Saturday, there's like you can go see it all day long. Pick any show out you want. Or go see it again and again and again. Go see it 11 times if you want. I mean, you know, spend $110 at the movies, man, for us. But and you can pick – actually, you just go to one and then pick up a DVD and take it home.
Is it available to purchase at the – like –
each
yes,
showing?
Yes, all week, cool. all weekend long awesome, at all awesome. The different events it'll be available. So you want to be your first one on the block with it, come to the soundtrack party on July 23rd.
Cool.
We'll talk about that more next podcast. Anyone got any last minute things before we have Stabby Unicorn play?
Thanks for having us on.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Super fun. Thanks.
Always fun.
You're
always
welcome.
Remember, if you're using any kind of hand tools that could put off anything, wear goggles or safety glasses.
Fuck, I did that today and didn't wear eyeglasses.
And did you get hurt?
No, but
see,
I had
it's
to
all
squint.
Bullshit. I get sick of myself even saying it because I
no.
eye protection is actually full bullshit.
Well, I was thinking, fucking, this is if something goes horribly wrong, it's my fault for being a dumbass. And if she was here, he'd stop me.
I
even
actually.
Got the goggles. I didn't even put them on. I could have.
Well, maybe face shield, you know. Even some sunglasses is better than nothing.
Yeah. But it was dark in the garage. I don't know.
I hear you.
Rick, will you unmute me?
Oh, God. I got to do stuff, right. I'm still thinking about that. Yeah, the goggles.
Yep. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to our podcast. I'm Nick Ramirez for Reverend Roy Dowd, for Chewbacca, for Dogwater Dick, and Mofo Jojo. A life is short. I love you. Here's Stabby Unicorn.
One,
Nice.
No cafe.